I'm Heather Vail, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Andre Wade, State Director of Silver State Equality. Silver State Equality is Nevada's statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization, and their annual Silver State Equality Awards event and ceremony is coming up very soon. Andre, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Heather. It's good to be here.
So what exactly does the organization Silver State Equality do?
Well, as you mentioned, we're a statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization. Our mission is to bring the voices of LGBTQ plus people and our allies to the institutions of power and to create a world that is healthy, just, and fully equal. And we do that by passing pro-equality legislation, getting pro-equality candidates elected to office, and working on advocacy and public education initiatives. So as an example, we work to get people vaccinated for Mpox and COVID and getting tested for HIV. And we also have an LGBTQ plus student advisory council that has just implemented a statewide survey to find out what changes need to be made for LGBTQ plus students for them to have a better school experience. And we are soon going to be launching a leadership academy that will help to train up future leaders who will run for office or get appointed to positions with the state government.
Nice. Okay. So when was the organization first founded?
We were founded in 2019. So we are a program of Equality California, which is the largest statewide LGBTQ plus civil rights organization in the nation. And so we started Silver State Equality out in 2019 and have been chugging along ever since.
Nice. Okay. So how does Silver State Equality compare to other LGBTQ plus organizations in the Las Vegas Valley?
So we are the only statewide LGBTQ plus organization doing this kind of work from a political and advocacy perspective. We don't do direct services. We don't have a brick and mortar. And so we do the kind of work at the local and statewide level that some organizations touch on, but we do it full time as from an LGBTQ plus perspective. So that makes us quite different from other organizations.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what's the upcoming Silver State Equality Awards ceremony all about?
The Silver State Equality Awards is an annual event. It's a cocktail reception. It's an opportunity for us to recognize folks in the LGBTQ plus space or our allies who are doing work to push forward equality. So we have categories that we look to honor people in. So we have three fantastic honorees this year.
Who are this year's honorees?
This year's honorees are Assemblymember Sarah Peters. She's situated up in Northern Nevada. She is also the chair of the newly formed Nevada Legislative LGBTQ plus caucus. And we are also honoring Cy Burnaby of Gender Justice Nevada. They are a nonprofit in Southern Nevada who works on behalf of transgender and gender nonconforming, gender diverse Nevadans. And then also our last honoree is Carson Priestley. He is a former judge on RuPaul's Drag Race and the original a member of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And he, just as an aside, he's also a world-class equestrian. Mm-hmm. But we just really like to honor folks who are celebrities who are visible doing the work as proud queer individuals.
And I think most of us have seen Carson on TV. Is he connected to Nevada in some way?
Yes, he has roots here. He has friends in Nevada. He does work on RuPaul's Drag Race that has a show out here in Nevada. And so even though the connections aren't terribly strong, he is someone who is doing work visibly out in the community. And so we're happy to have him here in Nevada to honor him.
Awesome. And who are the main sponsors of the event?
Some of our main sponsors is Southwest Airlines, Palms Resort and Casino, and we have Caesars Entertainment, who are some of our bigger sponsors.
Okay, awesome. So we know it's coming up, but when and where exactly is the event happening?
The event is Thursday, September 14th at Chaos, which is a venue inside the Palms Casino. And the event starts at 6 o'clock and ends around 9. And so it's a cocktail reception. It's not a sit down plated dinner. So it makes it a little bit more fun and casual, although people will be dressed up and having a good time with some great food.
Yeah. And the chaos kind of has that nightclub atmosphere. So it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we have a really special program lined up with some entertainment and some powerful messages. So we're just excited to be able to not only honor folks, but also put together a meaningful program on behalf of our community and our allies.
Who are some of the entertainers?
One of the performers is Kyle Martin, the piano man. He performs at the V Theater at Planet Hollywood. And I'd be remiss if I don't mention that one of our special performers will be Angel Phoenix, who's a drag performer. So they're going to be there as well.
Okay, perfect. So where can people get tickets to this event?
So people can get tickets online. If you go to our website, silverstateequality.org, if you go to the events tab, you will see the Silver State Equality Awards, and you can purchase tickets that way. You can become a sponsor that way. You can inquire about being a volunteer. And so, yeah, that's the place to go. So we are open to have more sponsorships and would love to have some individual tickets purchased so people can come and attend.
Are you still looking for volunteers for that night as well?
Yes, we do have quite a few volunteers, but we are still looking for more. So if folks want to sign up, feel free to reach out.
And what kind of volunteer opportunities do you have throughout the year as well?
We look for people to volunteer with putting on some of our smaller events out in the community, sometimes tabling with us. So there are times when we have a table and booth set up and we have people come by to talk about and learn about Silver State Equality, and we hand out important information. And we also have opportunities for people to do phone banking and text banking during the election. So those are some of the opportunities that people can engage in to volunteer with us.
Great. Okay. So once again, the website is silverstateequality.org, silverstateequality.org. If you would like to go to the Silver State Equality Awards ceremony, which is coming up on Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Chaos at Palms Casino Resort, just go to the events tab at the website, silverstateequality.org, and you can get your tickets there. You can also sign up to be a volunteer either for that event or on an ongoing basis. And again, all of that is at silverstateequality.org. And Andre, I want to thank you so much for being here, letting us know what you guys are doing in the community and this great event that you have coming up. So I really appreciate your time and sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me and giving me a chance to talk about the Silver State Equality Awards.
Hey you, stop and listen. This is a public service announcement with Dakari Chapman. Why should you know your constitution and why should you know your rights as a U.S. citizen? How would you like it if someone didn't allow your club to meet at your house? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. How would you like to be tried without a jury? I wouldn't, because that's not cool. These things are not cool. Learn your rights as a U.S. citizen so you know what to do in these situations. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's an American thing, so learn it.
Liberty. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
You have some dough. It's lunchtime, but there's no way you would eat just dough for lunch, right? Well, the good thing is, I have some cheese. Your friend has some tomato sauce. This random guy on the street has pepperoni in his backpack. If we bring all these ingredients together, we end up with something much better than any of them alone. A savory pizza for lunch. But each of us has not only different ingredients, but also different opinions coming from our different life experiences. If we bring all these experiences and all these opinions together in friendly, civil conversation, we end up with opinions and ideas that are better than any of our individual opinions before. So if we want to come up with better ideas for a better world,
what we really need are civil, civic conversations. Pizzas. It's an American thing. AmericanThing.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and joining me is Leslie Truman, FSHD Society Chapter Director for Nevada and Southern Utah. FSHD is one of the most prevalent forms of muscular dystrophy, affecting an estimated 1 million people worldwide. Leslie, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I know it's a form of muscular dystrophy, but what exactly is FSHD?
So FSHD is a form of muscular dystrophy, and it is a progressive muscle wasting disease. And at this time, there is actually no treatment or cure. So it is a very devastating disease that affects, like you said, an estimated 1 million people worldwide. So at this point, you know, it's just managing the symptoms. There is a lot of muscle weakness in the face, the shoulders, the back, the legs, and definitely the core. And a lot of people do have like a foot drop with it as well.
Okay. If it's just about managing the symptoms, how exactly are the symptoms managed?
It can be with, if there's any type of pain associated, it just sort of, you know, pain management, physical therapy is always great, just, and resources, you know, just definitely trying to get a community around you, rally around you. And it's basically making adaptations to daily living. You know, as it progresses, you need to find adaptations that work for you on doing daily things.
Yeah. Okay. What exactly does FSHD stand for?
Facioscapulohumeral muscular dystrophy.
Okay, that's a mouthful. I know why we're just saying FSHD now then.
Exactly.
Now, what's your personal story? How have you been affected by this disease?
So my grandfather had it, as well as my mother, and it is about 50% passed on. So it's kind of like you have a 50-50 chance of getting it if one of your parents has it. And so I do have two sisters, so there's just the three of us, and I was the one that was lucky enough to get this. You know, I've done really well. I'm 46 at this point, and up until about 2020, I was really had no issues whatsoever. They do say it is very common that between the ages of 40 and 50 is when people start to see some decline. So that is definitely when things started to decline for me. And at this point, I'm just, you know, it was very devastating, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think my way of dealing with it and, you know, not letting me go into, because I did go into quite a depression for a while, you know, is just taking on this role and helping other people. And by helping other people, I'm helping myself, you know, and just supporting people. There is hope. There are so many trials going on right now. They finally figured out what causes FSHD. They didn't know for years and years. So we're getting there. And I truly believe that they will have something, hopefully by 2025, that will help.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So that's kind of my story with it.
So before, they didn't know what caused it, but besides hereditary factors, what does cause it?
So yeah, hereditary. And then also it's a DUX4 gene, as they've figured out. And kind of the easiest way to explain it is we all have the DUX4 gene. It's kind of turned on for a little while when you're younger. And then it's supposed to shut itself off and not release any more through that gene. Well, in FSHD, that never shuts off. So as it continually, things pass through there, it's basically like toxins, but they're muscle wasting toxins. So since it never shuts off, it just continually is putting toxins into your muscles, which are what is deteriorating them. So the hope is to find treatment that can, you know, stop the DUX4 from producing anymore. And so that will at least help people stop the progression. And then also there is hope that they will find something that people can help rebuild muscle as well. And that's the goal.
Okay. Now you're the local chapter director for the FSHD Society. What exactly does the society do?
Oh, the society is amazing. The society helps with all type of information and patient advocacy and programs and all different things that people can get involved in. They have doctors and scientists, and they lead up a lot of the clinical trials and get pharmaceutical companies. And it's worldwide now. So it's an amazing, amazing program.
Okay. Now, you've got a golf tournament coming up to raise funds for FSHD, and it's got probably the best name I have ever heard for a golf tournament, which is Putting for a Cure, F-O-R-E, Putting for a Cure, Driving to End FSHD. So tell us about that golf tournament.
Yes, I'm so excited. So this will be the actual first golf tournament ever in North America that we're doing solely supporting FSHD. So I'm super excited to be the one that came up and is able to do this. So it's going to be on October 28th, and it is at Wild Horse Golf Club in Henderson. And we are just so excited to be putting that on. It's going to be a 6:30 a.m. check-in with a 7:30 a.m. shotgun start. And we are looking for players and sponsors and anyone else that would just love to come out and get involved in this great cause.
Okay, so what opportunities are available for potential sponsors?
We have all different sponsorships. So we're looking for, you know, like a major sponsor that would be able to, their signage would be on, you know, everything. We would have them as a guest speaker. It includes two foursomes of golf with that sponsorship. And then there's, you know, all different levels of sponsorship, just sponsoring a hole, lunch sponsors, drink sponsors, you know, all different types of sponsors that will help businesses, you know, get their name out there.
Okay. And how do people sign up to take part in the golf tournament if they want to play?
Yeah. So we have a website set up. It's give.fshdsociety.org/putting for a cure. So we have that all set up for people to sign up, whether it's individual players, foursomes, or if you're looking to sponsor.
Nice. Okay. And how do people find out more about the FSHD Society in general and the services you offer and the other events that are going on throughout the year?
Yeah. So our website is fshdsociety.org. And we do have a full website, a patient library, how people can get involved, research, news, all different types of things where you can find out really any information you would want to know on FSHD.
All right. Awesome. So fshdsociety.org is the website to go to, fshdsociety.org, if you want to find out more about FSHD muscular dystrophy, if you want to find out about the other events that they have going on and the services, everything is there, fshdsociety.org. Now, if you want to be a sponsor or you want to play in the golf tournament, which again is called Putting for a Cure, F-O-R-E, Putting for a Cure, Driving to End FSHD. That is happening on Saturday, October 28th at Wild Horse Golf Club in Henderson, 6:30 a.m. check-in, 7:30 a.m. shotgun start. And all of that information is at give.fshdsociety.org/putting for a cure. That's F-O-R-E. So give.fshdsociety.org/putting for a cure. And Leslie, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know, first of all, letting us know about this disease and the devastating effect that it can have on people, and also letting us know what the FSHD Society is doing to make a difference worldwide, and especially here with the first ever golf tournament to support FSHD muscular dystrophy, which is happening right here in Henderson at the Wild Horse Golf Club. Really appreciate you letting us know about it. And once again, for the people listening, give.fshdsociety.org/putting for a cure is the website to go to if you want to find out more about that. And Leslie, thank you so much for being here and sharing with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing everyone there.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. I care deeply about creating a world we can all fully participate in, free from stigma, misperceptions, and barriers. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Rooted in communities nationwide, Easter Seals helps empower millions of people, regardless of age or disability, through its life-changing services and powerful advocacy. Today and every day, Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm Heather Vail, and you're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Terry Miller, Consumer Education Specialist in the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Consumer and Business Education. The Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, found that scams cost consumers $8.8 billion in 2022 alone. And with student loan payments starting up again, it's important to be aware of the latest student loan scams. Terry, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly does the FTC do?
Well, the FTC works to stop unfair and deceptive and fraudulent practices in the marketplace. And that often looks like conducting investigations, suing companies and people that break the law, and really trying to get money back to people. We also alert consumers and businesses about the scams that we're seeing, and we also educate them about their rights and their responsibilities.
Okay, so what are the current top trending consumer scams?
The most common scams that people are reporting to us at the FTC are impersonators. And so in these scams, someone who seems like someone you know is reaching out and trying to get in touch with you. They're pretending to be a company or a government agency that you've heard of, or even a friend or a family member. Now, what they'll always do, though, is create a sense of urgency and say that there's a problem or a prize, or they'll pressure you to give them personal information. They may reach out to you by phone or email, text, or even message you on social media. Often it's out of the blue, and then try to get personal information or money from you. So if you've spotted a scam like this, you always want to tell someone, and then you want to tell the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov.
Okay. Now, with these scams that you're describing, so they're playing on emotions and then they're pressuring a fast decision. And, you know, our emotions, when we're in that state, we can't really make logical decisions, but they're not giving us time to slow down and make a logical decision. So besides that emotional factor and the time pressure factor, how can we spot impersonator scams and realize that it's a scam and not really who they say they are?
Right. The main advice that we can give you is not to give any personal information or financial information to someone who asks for it unexpectedly, someone who calls or texts or emails you. Know that they may be trying to steal that information from you. We've seen impersonator scams that are related to, you know, federal agencies like the FTC. We've also seen them with businesses that you're familiar with, like maybe Apple or Microsoft. We also see ones where they're saying that they are a loved one of yours and they're looking for urgent help. And so the things to know are that a scammer is always going to ask you, no matter what story they say, they're always going to ask you for money or for personal information. And they're going to ask you to pay in specific ways. That's with cryptocurrency or a gift card or with a mobile payment app or even by wiring money. And so if you think that the request that you're getting from someone is legitimate, don't give that information over the phone or the way they reached out to you. Find a phone number if it's a business, a phone number that you know is real, or look on their website or call the person who's claiming that they're contacting you. If someone gets in touch with you out of the blue, hang up. Just don't click any links. Don't respond to any, open any attachments in an email. And just, again, don't answer any of the phone calls, the phone numbers that they leave in your voicemail or in an email. Find a number that you trust and reach out that way to check and see if the request is legitimate.
Okay. Now, what are you expecting impersonator scams to look like as student loan payment requirements are starting up again?
Yeah, I mean, great question. And so as we all know, student loan repayments for federal loans is restarting in October. What we expect is for scammers to blast out robocalls and texts saying that they can help you with your loans for a fee. And they'll say they're affiliated with the Department of Education, but they're not. They'll promise access to special repayment plans or loan forgiveness options that actually just don't exist. And that's what we're expecting people to start hearing if they haven't already.
All right. So what are the best ways for people to avoid these student loan scams as they're getting ready to start up payments again?
Well, there's a couple things that you need to know to avoid a scam. So number one, you never need to pay for help with your student loans. There's nothing a company can do for you that you can't do for yourself for free. So don't trust anyone who gets in touch with you out of the blue that promises debt relief or loan forgiveness. And actually, one of the best ways to avoid the scam is to know how the actual process works. And so for that, you'll go to studentaid.gov/repay for free information and free help. It's not too early to gather the information and see what the process will be for you, in part so you're ready, and also in part to make sure that you're spotting and avoiding the scam.
Okay. Now, what can someone do if they accidentally paid a scammer and then realized after the fact, wow, that's exactly what Terry was talking about?
Yeah, if you paid a scammer or even think that you did, the important thing is to act very, very quickly. Contact whoever you use to pay the scammer. So whether that's your bank or your credit card, a wire transfer company or a gift card company, maybe you use the mobile payment app or a cryptocurrency platform, contact them, tell them that you've been scammed, and ask them if they can reverse that payment. There is a chance that you can get your money back. But again, the important thing is to ask quickly. Specifically, if you put money on a gift card because someone told you to, and then they say, oh, share us the PIN numbers, get in touch with that gift card company, tell them that it was a scammer, ask for your money back. If you have that receipt or the gift card number, it's worth a try. And then again, if you've spotted a scam like this, and if you think you paid a scammer, we want to know about it. So tell the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov.
Okay, so you've mentioned reportfraud.ftc.gov if we want to report a fraud. Now, where can people go if they want to find out more about the latest scams or access other free consumer education resources that you might have available?
Well, to keep up with the latest scams, the best thing you can do is sign up for our alerts, and that's at ftc.gov/consumer alerts. You'll get messages delivered directly to your inbox so you can know about the scams, and also you can share the information. And it might just actually help someone else avoid a scam. You can also learn more about the types of scams that we're seeing through our articles, our consumer alerts, and our videos at consumer.ftc.gov. And those will really help you to spot, avoid, and report a variety of scams.
Okay, perfect. So if you want to sign up for consumer alerts, it's ftc.gov/consumer alerts, ftc.gov/consumer alerts. If you'd rather look through the different educational resources and articles and tips on your own, just go to consumer.ftc.gov, consumer.ftc.gov. And if you have unfortunately been the victim of fraud and you want to report it to the FTC, go to reportfraud.ftc.gov, reportfraud.ftc.gov. And Terry, why is it important for people to report the fraud if they have experienced fraud?
Well, the one thing is that reporting it not only helps us to build investigations and bring cases, it also helps us to target the education and the outreach like this that we can give to consumers. Also, it's important to report it because once you do, you'll get advice on how to recover from the scam and how to protect yourself against fraud.
Okay, perfect. So once again, reportfraud.ftc.gov if you're reporting fraud, and then consumer.ftc.gov has all kinds of resources. And if you want to find out more about student loans, if you're getting ready to pay again, just go to studentaid.gov/repay for all the latest information. studentaid.gov/repay. And Terry, I want to thank you so much for being here and letting us know about the latest scams, how to spot them, how to prevent ourselves from falling victim to the scams, and what to do if, unfortunately, that happens. So I really appreciate your time here today. Terry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
When students struggle in school because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies or clean clothing,
being greeted at the start of every school day by the smile of a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows firsthand the obstacles students might be facing
and what it will take to help them thrive.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support and remain by their side
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning
and succeed in school and in life.
Access to technology, learning materials,
and even one-to-one mentor support.
We are there for them all day, every day. This is what Communities in Schools is all about.
Going all in for kids, in schools, in communities, and beyond.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
Many business owners, entrepreneurs, and independent contractors can't stop themselves from spending all the money as it comes in, then incurring debt to pay taxes and other obligations. Help is available now. Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program to help people and businesses stop incurring new unsecured debt. Request free program literature at helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
This is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Lori Lotus, Executive Director of Climate Power. It's a year since the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, became law, and new clean energy jobs have been created and are still being created across the U.S. Lori, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Heather.
So what exactly is your organization, Climate Power?
So we are an organization focused on building the public support and political will needed for big climate action to be able to happen. So we are really focused on talking to people about what the Inflation Reduction Act means and how it's going to benefit their lives.
Okay, so what does the Inflation Reduction Act mean to us, the average person, and how will it affect our lives?
Well, I think the first thing to appreciate is that there is a manufacturing boom happening all across the country right now because of President Biden's clean energy plan, the Inflation Reduction Act. And it means jobs. It means good paying jobs that will strengthen our economy and grow the middle class. It means local investments in our communities. That means better schools and better roads. And it also means less pollution in our air and in our water. And for me, as a parent of a five-year-old, it also means a more livable future for my son for generations to come.
Okay. Now, when you talk about a manufacturing boom, the first image that comes to my mind is not necessarily clean energy. So what exactly is a clean energy job and how does it fit in with this manufacturing boom?
Well, these are jobs that are right here in America for construction workers, pipe fitters, electricians, engineers, mechanics, scientists, and more. They're jobs that can't be outsourced. And they're good jobs you can raise a family on and retire with security. And I think the thing to keep in mind is the clean energy is really ramping up across the country. And so we are creating new power, new energy like wind and solar, as well as bringing manufacturing back to the U.S. and for batteries and electric vehicles. So this is something that we are just at the start of, and it's only going to get bigger as time goes by.
Okay, so what would a construction job or an engineering job look like when we put it in the clean energy job umbrella?
Sure. So think about, there is a new solar manufacturing line at Unimax Factory. It's one of Nextracker's factories outside of Las Vegas. They're actually doing a ribbon cutting coming up next week, I believe. And so what it is, it's helping to, the construction jobs are building new facilities, building out those manufacturing lines, as well as the electricians to make sure that the factories are set up properly. And so it really is soup to nuts, sort of everything from the beginning to then long-term jobs as well.
Okay, now around Las Vegas, we are seeing a lot of solar panels. We're seeing a lot of wind power turbines. When it comes to building those solar panels, are those specialized jobs that people could get into knowing that there's going to be a lot more solar panels and a lot more wind turbines put up? So let's get in now. What's the career path that they should follow?
That's a really great question, Heather. And I think one of the things that we have seen across the country is workforce development, that there is training available to help people get into these industries. And while it may be specialized, the training is there and available. And it's, you know, it is not a career that is just for today. There is that longevity. It will last. And so I think it's really just, you know, it's getting in on the cutting edge now. But this is something that, this is how we are going to power our country. And so it is going to be a job, not just for today, but for the future.
Nice. Okay. So we've talked about climate-related jobs, the new careers coming up, and how that's obviously going to reshape the economy through giving more people excellent work. But how has the Inflation Reduction Act also affected energy costs, emissions, and other environmental concerns?
Well, I mean, that's one of the great things. And it's, you know, it's only been a year, as you said at the top. And so far, there's been 170,000 jobs created across the country, but also the pollution is coming down, emissions are coming down in a way that makes it easier for us to meet our goals that will make the country and make the planet more livable for generations to come. And so what we're seeing is that because the law is even more successful than expected, we are already seeing the benefits play out, not only in lower pollution, but that, of course, means cleaner air, and that means cleaner water. And so it really is just the start of not only an economic boom, but also really creating a cleaner and healthier planet for all of us.
Okay. As an organization, what would Climate Power like to see the landscape look like in, let's say, 10 years, 20 years? Because as you mentioned, we're still at the beginning. So in the future, what's the ideal vision for you?
Well, I mean, that's a really good question. And I think the ideal vision is that we have an economy that is working for everyone, that is powered by clean energy, that is creating this stronger middle class. That also means we have taken the action necessary that we don't have to worry about the worst impacts of climate change. I know in Vegas, you all had the hottest July on record and the disastrous flooding that happened just a week ago. This is becoming a new normal unless we take the action necessary to stop it in its tracks. And so that's what we really want, is to take the climate action we can to make these extreme weather disasters less likely to happen so that we are really able to have this stronger, more livable planet. And so I think that's what it looks like in 10 years, right? Is that we've done what we needed to do to be on the right pathway forward.
Awesome. Okay. So where can listeners go if they want to find out more about clean energy jobs, how the Inflation Reduction Act has positively impacted our community, or about what Climate Power does in general?
Absolutely. You can find a lot more information at thecleanenergyplan.com about how you and your community will benefit. And there are also resources from the President Biden's administration at invest.gov, which will give you more tools and more access into what's really happening right here in our community.
All right, perfect. So invest.gov if you want to find more resources from the government, invest.gov. And if you want to explore how the Inflation Reduction Act has been affecting our community and clean energy jobs and careers that are available that you can start thinking about, looking at, thecleanenergyplan.com is the website to go to, thecleanenergyplan.com. And Lori, I want to thank you so much for being here, giving us an update on how the Inflation Reduction Act is working across the U.S. and all this positive messaging that we have and letting us know exactly where we stand and what the future looks like. So I really appreciate your time, Lori. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Heather.
We see the urgent threat of climate change every day. Tornadoes in Texas, droughts in Europe, typhoons in the Philippines. But what don't we see? How the climate crisis hits vulnerable people the hardest, women and girls. That's why CARE helps the world's most marginalized people build resiliency and fight for a more just and sustainable world. You can help. Learn more at care.org/climate.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Chef Gernard Wells, award-winning TV host, celebrity chef, and best-selling cookbook author. As the father of 9 children, Chef Gernard knows how to feed a lot of mouths with delicious food while also reducing our impact on the planet. Gernard, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
So what exactly is sustainable cooking?
Sustainable cooking is when we create food that reduces using a lot of and releasing a lot of the omissions that we're experiencing now. I think it's so important to cook more sustainable. That way, you're not only helping the world, but also the food that we're cooking this way is beneficial to us. Nature Fine creates food using 5-protein, a nutritional fungi protein, as a matter of fact. And we know one of the things we need protein. But better yet, if we have to consume protein, what better way to consume protein than straight from vegetation, the original source? And see, 5-sustainable. Nature Fine creates it using a breakthrough fermentation, which uses a fraction of the resources compared to animal protein sources like meat.
So how does fungus-based protein compare to other plant-based protein?
Actually, I would have to say fungus-based protein would be at the top of the food chain. When we look at Nature's Fine breakfast patties here, the breakfast patties contain 11 grams of protein per serving, and get this, 75% less fat. So you get more of what you want and less of the stuff that you don't need.
All right, so put that into perspective for us. 11 grams of protein in fungus-based protein. How would that compare to something like, I don't know, legumes or beans?
It pairs somewhat closer to legume and beans. The only difference is, with this breakthrough creation, if you love a good fungi, if you love a good mushroom, you know how meaty and earthy the taste is, because especially those, as I say, that are vegetarian adjacent, they're straddling the fence. They want it, but they hear so many things. Oh, it's not going to taste good. Oh, I can't consume this. Oh, I don't want to eat this. Well, guess what? With these proteins, because they're coming from the fungi, the flavor is so much more enriched. It's what you would call umami. And those are things that I look forward to meet those needs and break the cravings.
So mushrooms taste awesome when they're cooked the right way. But when you're talking about fungus, is it the same thing? Or is there a difference between the fungus that Nature's Fine uses and normal mushrooms?
Well, when you think about the fungus that Nature Fine uses, they've created their own proprietary blend. which is unique because I always say Nature's Fine is a food company for optimists that grow fine. So they're willing to go above and beyond, which a nutritional fungi protein, the origins of this, guess where it came from? Out of Yellowstone National Park. So when you think about that, guess what? Back to sustainability. It's growing all year round, rain, sleet, or snow. And those are things that are also important as far as really bringing in the richness, helping the world as a whole, but also dairy-free, nut-free, soy-free. So if you're facing allergens, but you're missing those nice dishes that you used to cook with using cream, but now you can't because it don't agree with your body. Cream cheese, amazing. And when I talk about cream cheese, I'm telling you, when you try this right here, you can't tell the difference. All you can tell is, oh, the flavor is good and I want more.
So you're talking about dairy-free, fungus-based cream cheese.
Yes.
Okay.
And meatless breakfast patties. You gotta love it.
Yeah, nice. Okay, now let's talk about your 9 kids, though. Are they into eating fungus?
Yes, they are. And one of the reasons a lot of people like, huh? But you got to remember, 9 kids, 5 girls, 4 boys. You know how many personalities I'm dealing with in one house. It seems like I'm in a restaurant when I'm cooking in my own kitchen for my family. But with that, I have one that only loves to work out and consume protein. I have one where she doesn't do any dairy. I have one that's a vegetarian. So I have all these different personalities, all these different eaters. So this allows me to cook in a way where when I cook for the masses, like check out right here, my Creole pasta. This dish right here, bow tie pasta, butternut squash, sauteed spinach, roasted corn, the chive and onion Nature's Fine dairy-free cream cheese, and the meatless breakfast sausage. I just took a breakfast and turned it into dinner, and the whole family loves it because I'm educating them at the same time. I'm doing what my father and mother did for me when I was growing up because they were chefs. They instill so much knowledge about vegetation and growing and how it's so important to consume and know what you're consuming. And so now I'm passing that same knowledge on to my kids when we cook around the dinner table.
Okay, now obviously as a chef, you've got a lot of skills in taking pretty much any food and making it taste awesome by the way you cook it, the way you spice it, you know, your own special secret sauce, so to speak. So what exactly are you doing to make this fungus taste good, or is it good right out of the package?
It is great right out of the package. As I always tell people, even if you want to take it simple in the morning, get you a nice good bagel if you want, spread some cream cheese on it and hit the road, or better yet, go and hop on your Zoom work call or drink you a cup of coffee. Amazing. Carrots just straight out of it. The breakfast sausage. Sear them up with a little olive oil and trust me, you will have a meal that's divine. So, and I'm saying it because see, a lot of times people think that when they buy things off the store, now I got to take it home and doctor it up. No, perfect just like it is. But what I always like to push the envelope, don't be afraid to create. Don't be afraid to mix ingredients. Like take, for instance, right here. These are my beautiful cream cheese spring rolls, as I call them, my hamburger egg rolls right here. Cream cheese, the Nature's Fine sausage, cabbage, onions, rolled in a nice good vegan spring roll wrapper, fried to a golden crisp, dipped in Thai chili sauce. It's paradise sitting around the couch.
Wow, sounds awesome. Okay, so where can people go if they want to find out more about cooking with fungus, which is called Phi, or if they want to even find some recipes that you've created and follow your lead?
Naturesfine.com is where you want to be. NaturesFyn.com. Now you go to the website, it's going to show you where your local stores are that you can go and buy. Download the recipes, create something. Then when they create it, take a picture, post it on social media, and tag Nature's Fine in it. Because, hey, they're just optimists that just happen to grow fine.
Nice. Okay. So naturesfind.com is the website to go to. Nature's Find, that's F-Y-N-D. So find with a Y, naturesfind.com. And you can download recipes there. You can find locations to get the product, which is called Fy, F-Y. And Chef Gernard Wells, I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing this with us. It's not something I had ever heard of before, but sounds delicious. I'm going to give it a shot. So I really appreciate your time and sharing with us.
Thank you.
As Americans, we celebrate all the things that make us different. So what is the thing that connects us? The thing that makes us Americans? It's simple. It's our shared belief that we are Americans. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. That belief that we each can be who we are and live the life we dream, in harmony with one another, in our system, written in the words of the Constitution. Know your Constitution. It's who you are. It's who we are.
Unity. It's an American thing. From AmericanThing.org.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party at The Space, with each event raising $10,000 for a specific charity in 90 minutes. Upcoming shows include this Monday, September 11th at 8 p.m., benefiting the Firefighter Behavioral Health Alliance, and Monday, September 25th at 8 p.m., benefiting Prevent Child Abuse Nevada. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. The Children's Heart Foundation's 5th Annual Hearts for Charity fundraiser, that's TEA, honoring Buddy Velastro's Restaurant Group, is happening next Thursday, September 14th at 11 a.m. at the Four Seasons Hotel Las Vegas in the Four Seasons Ballroom. Get tickets or find out more at chfn.org. That stands for Children's Heart Foundation Nevada, chfn.org. The annual Silver State Equality Awards to honor LGBTQ+ champions and allies are happening next Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. with the awards presentation at 7:30 at the Palms Casino Resort Chaos Nightclub. This annual awards ceremony is hosted by Silver State Equality, Nevada's statewide LGBTQ+ civil rights organization. Get your tickets or find out more at silverstateequality.org. That's silverstateequality.org. The United Way of Southern Nevada's annual Day of Caring kicks off Friday, September 22nd at 8:30 a.m. at Stoney's Rockin' Country in Town Square, Las Vegas. Then volunteer opportunities happen in the community starting at 10 a.m. This is UWSN's largest day of volunteering, helping thousands of families, students, seniors, and individuals throughout Southern Nevada. Sign up for a volunteer project or find out more at uwsn.org. That stands for United Way of Southern Nevada, uwsn.org. The LGBTQ Center of Southern Nevada, also known as The Center, is holding its annual Gala Honorarium fundraiser on Friday, September 29th, with cocktails at 5:30 p.m. and dinner at 7 p.m. in the Encore Ballroom at Wynn Las Vegas. Dress is black tie optional for this event, which recognizes individuals and organizations that have made a significant impact on the LGBTQ+ community while also celebrating the center's 30th anniversary. Find out more or get your tickets at thecenterlv.org. That's thecenterlv.org. The 4th Annual Dana Marshall Bernstein Courage Ball Fundraising Gala to support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is happening on Saturday, September 30th at 6 p.m. at the Four Seasons Las Vegas, with cocktail hour, four-course dinner, and a live and silent auction. The theme this year is The Power of Purple, Because purple's the awareness color for inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, the umbrella term for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Get tickets or find out more at courageball.com. That's courageball.com. And find out more about the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation at ccfa.org. That's ccfa.org. The Shade Trees Once Upon a Gala fundraising event is happening Thursday, October 12th at 7 p.m. with the VIP Secret Garden Soiree starting at 5:30 in the Zouk Nightclub at Resorts World Las Vegas. This fairy tale-inspired event includes a live and silent auction, and all proceeds benefit the Shade Trees' mission to provide safe shelter to domestic violence and human trafficking survivors and their children. And they're also looking for donations of luggage, duffel bags, and backpacks for their current luggage drive. Get your tickets, make a donation, or find out more at theshadetree.org. That's theshadetree.org. The 10th Annual Safe Neighborhood Youth 3-on-3 Basketball Tournament, presented by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Foundation, is taking place on Saturday, October 21st from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the UNLV Student Recreation and Wellness Center. The 3-on-3 basketball tournament provides Valley children an opportunity to interact with police in a fun way while developing life skills such as teamwork and sportsmanship. Boys and girls ages 6 to 12 will compete in three age-based divisions, 6 to 8, 9 to 10, and 11 to 12. It's free to sign up, and they're looking for 1,000 kids to take part. You can register or find out more at tinyurl.com/LVMPD3on3. That's the number 3. So tinyurl.com/LVMPD3on3. Or find out more about the LVMPD Foundation at lvmpdfoundation.org, lvmpdfoundation.org. And the Putting for a Cure Driving to End FSHD Golf Tournament is singularly focused on funding progress for FSHD muscular dystrophy. Led entirely by dedicated volunteers, the event takes place on Saturday, October 28th at the Wild Horse Golf Club in Henderson. Find out more about the society at fshdsociety.org. That's fshdsociety.org. And sign up to golf or be a sponsor at give.fshdsociety.org/puttingforacure. That's F-O-R-E. So give.fshdsociety.org/puttingforacure.